in timing and in motive. The permissive will, which here we see the major involvement, is when you miss God by your timing or by your motivation. In other words, you could keep all the things God wants you to do, but your heart is not inside, and you do not get God's abundant blessings and perfect blessings because you're not perfect. Your heart is not perfect before Him. So the perfect will of God means to serve God with a perfect heart and in the right timing of God. When the Israelites asked for a king, they missed it by the timing. If they had allowed God to determine the time, in God's own time, He would have given them a king. But they went astray for two things. Their motive for having a king was wrong. They say it so that we could be like the other nations. The story is found in the book of 1 Samuel. Secondly, they missed God by the timing, for we know that God in the end would have set up a kingdom because He has given all the commandments ready for a kingdom to be established in the book of Deuteronomy that we are studying tonight. So they were far ahead of God's timing. But that is what we call the sin of presumption. See, basically, when the Israelites came in, they did not want to do God's command. That was not even His will, that was sin. They didn't want to obey God's command. God was angry at them. And let's recap some of the details that happened in the book of Numbers. Because it's the same incident here like Deuteronomy chapter 1. In the book of Numbers chapter 13, even though you said, you read in verse 1, do you notice in verse 1 it says, and the Lord spoke to Moses saying, send men to spy. Now look carefully, it says the Lord said. Very clearly. But Deuteronomy chapter 1, very clearly Moses said, verse 22, you all asked for it. See, that's what we mean by Deuteronomy. Gives you the inside picture. Sometimes when you read in the Hebrew, the Lord said, the Lord sent an evil spirit to Saul. You must understand that it is in a permissive tense. God permitted them to have their own way. Just like, even though God didn't want them to have a king, but when they wanted a king, do you know God helped them to choose a king? Amazing. I'm amazed at the mercy and the grace of God. He is greater. His long-suffering and His mercy are far beyond our understanding. He even helped them choose a king. And here, there are several places to prove that when you read the Old Testament, see, the problem people have with the faith message is that they say, hey, what about all these scriptures where it says God did all these evil things? God sent an evil spirit and God killed and God did this and God created evil. But yet, deep in their spirits, in the spirits of every Christian, they are struggling in their theology. Superficially, as they read the Bible, they see all these things that are spoken in the Bible. You know, how all this evil happened and then it looks as if God was directly involved. Yet, deep in their heart, Jesus said, if you ask for the Holy Spirit, will the Father give you a serpent? You ask for a bread, will Father give you a stone? Or a scorpion? Of course not. And if you think carefully, people who say, God sends sickness, God caused evil. They never thought carefully. And sometimes, when a person is sick and we say, God caused them to be sick. And we didn't think carefully. Would any father or mother cause their children to be sick so that they will learn a lesson? Where do we have educational classes by sickness? In the natural, we wouldn't even think of doing it. And a lot of things that people accuse God of doing, if it had been a human being who had done it, we would consider that person an outlaw and lock them up in jail. Yet we dare to say our merciful, loving, good Heavenly Father did all these things. No, it's a misunderstanding in their reading of the Scripture. They did not compare the Scripture line upon line, precept upon precept, and they got confused. Let me just show a few other places there to show you the strength of the permissive word in the English that looks in the English as if it's active, but it's a permissive tense. We have no such tense in the English, but they have it in the Hebrew, called the permissive tense. And let's see some examples here, like the one I show you in the book of 2 Samuel 24, verse 1. Now, this is an important area, so I'm going to take some time to cover it, because it's back in the minds of all Christians. It says, "Again the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel, and He moved David against them." Now, it says, "He moved." In the Hebrew, it's actually He permitted David to be moved. Because in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 21, same incident. 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 1. Right, I hope by now we are on the fifth book of the Bible that you have come with your Bibles. Don't just bring your teeny little New Testament pocket edition, right? Because it's going to be a long time before we reach Matthew. We are only in Deuteronomy. By next year before you can use it. So please bring your Old Testament along. If you don't own a Bible and you can't afford to buy one, then borrow one on your way here. Chapter 21, verse 1. "Now Satan stood up against Israel." There you have it. The thief is exposed. See the... and the exposure of Satan. In the Old Testament, although Satan existed, the knowledge of his existence was not among the people. So anything that happened, they said, God did it. Of course, that would be your natural interpretation if you only see one divine being. But when you understand that there is one divine being and there is a fallen spirit called Satan, who is working a lot of evil, he said, "Brother, can you prove to me that all the evil in the world is done by that fellow and his cohorts?" It's kaki tangan, kaki tangan. Yes, we can. All you have to do is read the book of Revelation, where when it says that when Satan was locked up, there was no more evil. When Satan was locked up for that 1,000 years, they had peace, physical peace, natural peace, as well as spiritual peace. That tells you how responsible he is in all the evil going on. Not necessarily directly, but indirectly. And then we have in the book of... let's look at the book of Chronicles, chapter 10. 1 Chronicles, chapter 10. Look at verse 14. It says, this talking about King Saul. "But he did not inquire of the Lord, therefore he killed him." Wow, what a fierce sentence. And the "he" there is capital. In reference to Almighty God. Look at that, he says, "he killed him." Looks very cruel. But you read verse 13. It says, "Saul died for his unfaithfulness." See? It was Saul who brought about the evil. And which he had committed against the Lord because he did not keep the word of the Lord, and also because he consulted a medium for guidance. So he must read it as the Lord permitted him to be killed. You say, brother, why don't they translate the Bible in that way? The Bible will be much longer than you're holding. Already people look at the Bible, they chua. So much to read. And if they translate like that, it will be very, very long. Have you ever tried to do your Bible reading through the Amplified Bible? Try the Beatitudes. Blessed. And a lot of things. And they repeat it all over again. Now, it's an excellent Bible. The Amplified Bible, I would recommend. It's an excellent Bible that gives shades of meaning. But you try doing it for your normal Bible reading. And it takes long. Sometimes our family, we have every Thursday night, we use together. And we read the Bible with all the children. And so, whenever my wife, usually we use the New King James, so my wife pulls out the Amplified Bible and my daughter starts laughing. We all take turns to read sometimes 3 verses, 5 verses each in one round. And she starts laughing because she knows that mom is going to be very long-winded. See, if they had done that to all the translations and put everything they want there, our Bible would be much, much longer, thicker, and more expensive. So we just need to understand that there are passages that have permissive text, especially when your inwardmost spirit, the anointing inside you, bears witness and tells you, I know it really cannot be God. I know it's a permissive tent. Because God wouldn't come down all the way and kill Saul. We read the Old Testament, it was somebody else who killed Saul. Or rather, Saul fell on his own sword. Right? We all know the actual story of Saul, how he died. He fell on his own sword. And then, possibly he was still not dead yet, and the person who reported that to David saw him still lying a bit alive, and the Amalekite killed him. It was not God. It was a permissive will of God. See? It was a permitted. Now, how do we understand this? How does evil happen to people? And how does God permit? We must understand that from the time of the fall of Adam and Eve, the whole world and all the circumstances are turning towards evil. And it's just like when Adam and Eve fell, the whole world is tumbling downhill and all the evil. And so God has to put the brakes on it in order to slow down the process. Which the book of Galatians tells us that the law came in to preserve the world until grace can be shown. That's in the book of Galatians. Those of you experts in the Bible. It's in the book of Galatians. It says the law came in temporarily to preserve us until the revelation of Jesus Christ. So God put the brakes in all this revelation that He gave throughout the Old Testament. And evil was already there in the world. God didn't create evil. Evil existed after Satan fell. You see, why did God create evil? God didn't create evil. All God created was angels. And God didn't create the angels as robots. When God created the angels, He had to give them free will. And logically, if you give free will, it must be free will to choose for or against. So the angels already had their time and they have chosen. So all the angels are serving God has already passed the test. It's now the human race's turn. And those angels that are chosen against God, like Satan, became evil. So some people say, how can God create evil? God doesn't have to create evil. Evil is not the presence of something, it's the absence of something.